The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, 7:14 now. Again, just because something doesn't happen where we see it doesn't mean it doesn't affect people or affect the state and the economy of the state. And I just happen to be familiar with the town of Campy, Louisiana, and Natchitoches, and the paper mill that's there. When I saw that it was closing, it kind of got my attention. So joining us now is Walter Donnie Moon, extension agent with the LSU Ag Center. How you doing, Donnie?
I'm doing good, Mr. Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. For people that don't, and you know what? Actually, I saw on the Crescent City Connection yesterday a truck loaded with logs, and normally you don't see that here. But in North Louisiana, that's you see that all over the place, do you not? Trucks loaded with logs?
Mr. Tommy, I see it every day. My office faces Highway 167, 84 here in Winfield, which is our main thoroughfare that the logs are hauled on. I mean, it goes, we got people hauling logs to our mill out in Joyce that is saw timber. We got people that are hauling chip logs down to Wind Timber Solutions. And, I mean, now with that mill closing in Campy, our loggers are having to haul to different places to be able to market those trees.
You know, one thing, you go through small towns and you wonder, well, why does anybody live here? I'm not trying to be smart about it. I'm just saying you do. You wonder, why does anybody live here? When I think about Campy, being familiar with it, I don't know what that's going to do to that area, closing this paper mill. Do you?
Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario, Mr. Tom. Okay, when a little small community loses a school, what happens to the community?
Mm-hmm.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah,
it
yeah.
impacts the community greatly. The mill at Campy employed a great deal of people, and it had a lot of taxable income that came from that mill. It's going to affect, it can affect schools. It can affect other things there in that parish. Because right now, even a trickle-down effect to our parish, we've got loggers that, you know, they have different crews here. Some of them harvest pulpwood. They do the first and second thinnings. Then we have the logging crews that are hauling the saw timber, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you have a thinning crew that's got the contract there in Campy, and they lose that contract. See, at one time, Wynn Parish, we've seen the timber industry in this parish, as the 30 years that I've been aging here, I have watched multiple mills shut down here in this parish. We have lost, at one time, when parish had everything but a paper mill in it. We had a veneer mill that provided high-quality veneers to different industries that they shipped out of the parish. We had two plywood plants. We had multiple little hardwood mills. We had Anthony. We had the LP mill, several other mills that have shut down. And when I say shut down, they have gone down to the concrete. They have taken everything out, and that impacted jobs.
And why? Go ahead.
Go on. Because what I'm worried about here, it's going to impact some of our families here. When you've got a parish that the land use is over 90% timber-related here in Wynn Parish, We have around 13,000 people, a little over, that live in this parish. And lots of these families are impacted by the forestry industry. I mean, it's the largest agronomic crop in the state. I believe figures $3.5 billion that we're looking at, and it's over $50 million to our parish.
So what happened to lead to the paper mill closing? What were the conditions that led to that?
Now, supply and demand, they're looking at ways to consolidate operations. The mill, they have another mill there in Mansfield. So from my understanding, they're looking at consolidating their operations because they were making the same thing.
Any chance of anybody else taking over that mill in Campy and running it?
I doubt it very seriously, because what we were told that, and what we were hearing, that within 3 years where that mill site is that it would almost be like pasture land. They're going to take it back down to nothing, is what we're being told.
The company does?
Yeah, the company's talking about taking it down, dismantling it. And it will be back to, they'll renovate it back to pasture land. And it will be like in a couple of years after they do all the renovations, clean up, and et cetera, it will look like a pasture, look like it had never been there.
Like they're never there. All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We get back. 720, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Walter Donnie Moon, an extension agent with the LSU Ag Center, about the closing of a paper mill in Louisiana and how we don't see it here, but how important that is to the people up in North Louisiana and how it is important to the state. Traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the closure of a paper mill in Natchitoches, or Campy, Louisiana, technically. Walter Donnie Moon, extension agent with the LSU Ag Center, is our guest, talking about the impact it could have on that community. What kind of impact could it have statewide, Donnie?
Well, they were making cardboard and other materials, and when you lose a company like that that has that adds to the local economy, we're having loggers now that's having to haul their logs to different locations, thus causing them more expense. And some of their people, some of the loggers are talking about having to cut crews. So you're going to see a rise in unemployment. And that's going to affect the state. I mean, because if they're not working, they're not being able, to have that money. That money's not flowing. So we're seeing that. And like right now, our loggers, I watched as I was coming in today, saw log trucks go into the mills early this morning. They are on quotas right now, Mr. Tommy. So they only have a certain amount of logs that they can haul to get into the mills. And once they get that quota built up, they're cut off. And lots of these companies, they rely on being able to haul logs. That is, when you see the log trucks going by and they're loaded, they're going to the mills and they're going to make some money. And they got bills to pay.
Is this the first of a series of things that you think are going to happen, or is this an isolated incident, the closing of this paper mill?
Right now, what I'm seeing is like an isolated deal. You know, it's like a consolidation is the way I'm looking at it. But they're having, Ms. Tommy, we're on timber. Do you know what type of rotation timber is on from plant to harvest? Okay, let's look at it. Here in this parish, we're under a 30-year rotation. That is from planting to harvesting, okay? So timber is cut at 15 years or less for pulpwood, okay? So there's got to be a market. The timber has to be fed. So they have to have somewhere to go with this. So I've had several phone calls that people are looking at methanol and looking at other plants. What is it, the carbon exchange, some of the carbon storage. Some of people are talking about looking into that. I mean, there's several things that they're trying to look into, but, I mean, there's not really a quick fix because it takes lots of studies to go back in there to do some of this. You know, environmental studies, and, you know, that doesn't just happen overnight to do some.
Donnie, thank you. Thank you for your time and for telling us a story. I just wanted to talk about it because it does affect a lot of people that live in the state, and we're not, you know, myopic where we think it's just about New Orleans and nothing else. We care about the state and about the people that live in it, and I've been to that area, and I know what an impact that's going to have. That was Walter Donnie Moon, extension agent with the LSU Ag Center. We come back. We're going to talk to about ankle monitoring, and I don't know if you saw it or not, but Matt Dennis with ASAP is going to join us, talk about the murder of this Jefferson Parish corrections officer, allegedly by a guy who was wearing an ankle monitor. But wait, it's the second shooting that he conducted while he was wearing an ankle monitor. So we'll talk more about that. I'll remind you that there's nothing worse than losing power, especially during summertime and hurricane season. That's why WWL teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator. Total value, almost $1,000. You go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on. And, of course, WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. It is 7:43, 17 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. I saw a couple of stories about ankle monitoring, and who else should I think of but Matt Dennis, who is with ASAP Monitoring, an electronic monitor provider and bail agent, and who seems to have a lot of things figured out. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
One thing, you know, that really impressed me about you, Matt, is that you come from a place of you can't keep everybody in jail. That people that are arrested sometimes need to get out with ankle monitors, but that being said, it needs to be done the correct way. Just talk about that a little bit, if you would, please.
Well, you know, first of all, we have a constitutional protection that allows us to be out of jail pretrial based on the understanding we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can argue over that. Should they stay in for certain crimes? You know, the bigger problem New Orleans has was the decision to shrink their jail to a place where they just don't have the room. So it's not a matter of if we want to or not. We have no choice. With the number of violent crimes committed in a year, you'd fill the jail in 6 months just with violent crimes. With the number of murders, it'd take a couple of years to fill it, but it'd be full forever. Mm-hmm. So you need extra space, and that extra space for the city has come in the form of a digital jail, which, you know, I don't want to blow our own horn, but we've been, you know, given credit for helping reduce some of this crime because this is a very strict program. And I know you talked about real-time monitoring, but that's not the key to an effective program. It's real-time enforcement is what the key is. The idea that you could use an ankle monitor that doesn't have real-time monitoring It's like saying everybody needs to switch to house phones again and get rid of your cell phone. I mean, that's technology that's been outdated for a decade or longer. So I think that pretty much covers that.
Yeah, and when you say real-time monitoring and real-time enforcement, that's a big difference, especially when you talk about Jeroy Johnson, who was arrested facing second-degree murder charges for killing that Jefferson Parish Corrections deputy. Talk about that, please.
Well, you know, the problem with Jeroy that I have is, and I don't want to be misunderstood, New Orleans police work very closely with us. They're great. They do a great job. 2 years ago, we asked them, please start using our program. Use proximity reporting. It allows you to know where a person's at. I'm sorry. It allows you to know if a person was at the scene of a crime. And it does that without invading the people's privacy. They ask us to look at the scene of a crime. We tell them the ankle monitor 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 was there. Mm-hmm. And then they open up that ankle monitor and do their investigation. The problem that you have with that process was there are a dozen or more different manufacturers, and they all have their own software, and none of them cooperate or share their information with each other. So for NOPD to actually be able to do proximity reporting on their own, they would have to log into as many as a dozen different company softwares. So what we did for free to the city was we created an offender management system that brings all of those different manufacturers to one place, and it allows even the media or the public to do a simple search and determine if an individual has ever been on ankle monitor. My only problem with Jeroy Johnson was on June the 1st when he allegedly committed the shooting, NOPD followed our training and looked at one of our pieces of equipment, but they did not look at another one. We have other equipment, multiple other equipments. And they can't look at those because of the software. And real quick, just so you understand, the software on OmniLink allows us to take one individual and let NOPD look at that one individual, protecting everybody else in the program from being searched. The other program that this individual, Jeroy, was on is a program called Track Group. Their software does not allow us to do that. For me to let NOPD to look at one individual, they would have to be able to see all of them. I trust NOPD would not look and use it as a fishing expedition, but that's not how law works. So NOPD's own internal policy does not allow them to look at the Track Group software without someone being there to make sure they're not fishing other individuals. By using the offender management system on June the 1st, they could have easily gone to our website, clicked on the media link, public search, and just put in Jeroy and hit enter. They would have instantly known he was on an ankle monitor, and they would have known who was providing that service. They would have then been able to go and arrest Jeroy, and obviously he would likely have been in jail and not able to be involved with the shooting of the Jefferson Parish Corrections Officer 21 days later. So it's not that they did something wrong, it's just that they didn't take a better step. We created a better step that would make it even easier for local law enforcement, federal agents, or whoever to identify people on monitor. So there's a lot of different pieces moving around here. If I can, I want to touch on these juveniles and this program that we're about to start. So
sure.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Wait, let me do this. I'm going to ask you one more question. We'll take a break, and then we'll get back to the juveniles. So okay. Are you telling me, when it comes to the Droy Johnson, just as a case study, that the technology was there and there was a lack of knowledge about how to use it to connect all the dots, or it goes to training, or what, Matt? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
In June of last year, we released our offender management system. It is an interactive website database that allows management of people on ankle monitor, but it also creates a window for the people on the outside, people like you, to be able to go in yourself and keep an eye on who's on ankle monitor and who's watching them. You can't see their dots. You can't see their location. You don't see their personal information. But you know if they're on an ankle monitor, and you know who's watching them. That process was developed and released last June. We've been trying to get NOPD to sit down for a new class that literally takes 5 minutes so we can show them this is the right way to step one. Figure out if they're on ankle monitor and who it is that's providing that service. And that is what the offender management system does. Step two, contact the provider from that management system. Ask them to show you the dots. And then now you've completed your investigation. We just have to have NLPD understand that there's a new step one. Look at the offender management system. It is the fastest, easiest way.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about juveniles. We'll come back. Matt Dennis is our guest with ASAP Protection, talking about ankle monitoring, 750, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:54, 6 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Matt Dennis, who owns ASAP Monitoring. We're going to talk about juvenile ankle monitoring. Matt, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I know that yesterday there was a story that we are looking at the beginning of a juvenile ankle monitoring program, and I want to start off by saying I pray that thing works. I pray it works. The problem, my experience, we do supervise juveniles. We supervise them all across the state. We do even supervise some in New Orleans. And the problem with New Orleans, I mean, the idea that you don't have real-time monitoring is disgusting, first of all. The idea that they would use a phone app is disgusting. And the idea that we're going to create a new process and not really explain it to the people is kind of scary. We need to know what kind of true enforcement is going to be in place. The problem that we always had with the judges, it was very simple. We send them a 24 reports of a kid violating, and the judge orders them off and says we're too strict. If this is going to be the continuation, if that's going to continue, then this is going to blow up in the city's face. And I would warn any politician that hitches their horse to this idea to be careful, because
So what is the idea, Matt? What is the idea as opposed to what you offer? I'm confused with the app and all that.
Well, you know, in the past they used an app. That's gone. In the past they've used a device that nobody reports. They report once a month, and that reporting process was getting people killed. They've moved to a new device. It's a Teltrax wristwatch, and the problem that you have, you know, we all have cell phones, and when our cell phones die every day, you know, we get frustrated, and we have to keep them charged so we don't lose contact. Ankle monitors and wristwatches, the number one way to defeat an ankle monitor is to let it die. The battery lifespan on these wristwatches that they're about to put on these kids is less than one day. And then after it's used for a period of time, it sinks to as low as 4 to 6 hours. which means you're going to have a juvenile that charges his device multiple times throughout the day. As a person who supervises juveniles for a living, I'm telling you it's hard to make them charge every day once, let alone more than once. If you're not going to have an ability to make them charge, then you have to have an ability to show up at their house. So you're creating this environment where you're going to have serious enforcement issues. And there's no possible way you can get around it. The battery is the number one way to defeat an ankle monitor. Don't charge it. And it depends on your manpower.
But wait, hang on a second. When the battery goes dead, you get a notice, don't you, Matt?
You get notices prior to it going dead. We have a device. The average ankle monitor is a number of days. I don't want to say the number of days, obviously. So you can kind of measure how many days it takes to die. So I know that when I get to this one day left, I can start sending my enforcement to a juvenile or an adult's location and get that problem solved. Mm-hmm. But when you have a person whose battery could go into a low status after just 3 or 4 hours, they charge it up, mm-hmm. and then it goes back to a low status after just 3 or 4 hours, that is going to create a nasty little environment that is very difficult. There's a reason I don't use these wristwatches. I can't. They are not possible for a criminal setting. If I wanted to use them on medical patients, Alzheimer's, farm equipment, these are the types of things you use those devices on, because you can put them into a constant charge mode, but you never use them on a person on a criminal charge. The technology is not there. If the technology was ready, all ankle monitors would move to the wrist. It's just not capable right now.
And who wants to move it to, who wants to change that, to move it to wrist watches instead of ankle monitors?
Unfortunately, it seems that one of our mayoral candidates has made this part of her campaign. And I caution her. She's making a mistake, because I do this for a living. You know, there's a few problems with it. We're talking about 25 kids. They finally told us yesterday that they're looking at 25 children being in the program. She previously told us she's funded this for $2 million. Mm-hmm. So we went in 2014, when I took over the sheriff's program, he had 45 people, adults, in a completely failed program for the tune of $1.2 million. And that was an outlandish number. We have over 400 in Orleans Parish alone, and it costs the taxpayers $0. So, I mean, we're running into all of it's a politics thing right now, and we should never use juvenile crime in politics. And I say this, I don't want the ankle monitor. I'm not trying to monitor juveniles. Juveniles are so hard to take care of. The problem that I have is we get to become friends with so many of these victims, because we end up working daily with these victims. And these people are screaming. They're very upset at what's going on. And it's just unfortunate. The ankle monitors, especially juvenile ankle monitors, is not something that should be political. And I hate to say this. I want this program to work. I want the juvenile program to work well. But it's going to be a matter of time before we have a story where a juvenile's ankle monitor died. We don't really know what the enforcement package is that Helena is introducing.
When you say ankle monitor, are you just talking about watch, the wrist thing?
It was the wristwatch, ankle monitoring. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's the old term ankle monitor. We want to move to wristwatches. The technology's coming. We'll get there. But
that's the key difference, right, that you're talking about.
Yeah, the key difference, again, it's not that, I don't want to supervise juveniles. They're very difficult. And I don't really want to supervise them on a contract with the city of New Orleans, because, I believe it or not, I think the city would be more difficult than the juveniles. That's not saying I wouldn't work with the city to help them build something that works for them. I'm all
just
for
signing,
that.
Just sounding the caution. Thank you, Matt.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.